With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says he doesn't need to undergo any more testing. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Responding to questions about his mental sharpness, the president said he took three significant and intense neurological exams conducted by a neurologist, most recently in February. And he's open to more testing if it's recommended.
I am not opposed if my doctors tell me I should have another neurological exam. I'll do it.
Mr. Biden also said that he's tested every single day as he tackles the challenges of the presidency. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Democrats are worried about the president's public perception following his terrible debate against Donald Trump.
It's interesting to watch the Democrats right now expressing disdain over Joe Biden's performance at the debate. Let's be clear, first of all, the reason so many people are recognizing that Joe Biden did so poorly is because President Trump did so well in the debate.
Also at SRNNews.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's weak support for Ukraine was a huge factor for Russia deciding to invade.
Joe Biden tempted Vladimir Putin to go for the jugular in the first place with the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan or early appeasement of Russia in his tenure. And as President Trump said in the debate a couple weeks ago, that's in contrast to his policy.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says defense spending has taken a beating under the Biden administration.
The Biden administration defense budget every year cuts defense spending. And right now, under the Biden administration defense budget, we're shrinking the Army, shrinking the Navy, can't build Navy ships.
And this is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sound of church bells, a bit of automated background noise for most people, but before modern communications, it was bell ringing that transmitted important information, brought communities together all across Europe. Now, a small school of bell ringers in Spain working to recover an entire language of tolling. Automation has largely replaced actual bell ringers. This is SRN News. Consumer Product Safety Commission announcing a major recall.
Due to a shock hazard, nearly 1 million power adapters sold with sound machines marketed to help infants and young children sleep are being recalled. The plastic surrounding the AC power adapter that was supplied with some of Hatch's Rest first-generation sound machines can come off when removing the product from an outlet, leaving its prongs exposed. Hatch notes that the issue only is with the adapter accompanying the impacted sleeping machines, not the device itself. Hatch is offering a free replacement adapter to customers. John Scott reporting.
Rescuers who helped free more than 100 dolphins from the Cape Cod shoreline say they're confirmed now the mass standing on June 28th, the largest involving U.S. Dolphins in U.S. history. 146 dolphins were involved. More details at srnnews.com.